Heading over to Austin right now, talking to State Senator Charles Schwertner right now on WTAW. Good morning, sir.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us this morning.
You bet, Brad.
All right, so you guys are in session over there in Austin and a lot of things going on. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are taking a look at today.
Well, this is the most hectic time of the entire session the last 3 weeks here. We only have 140 days to get the business of the state of Texas wrapped up. Well, one thing was obviously the governor's signature now on SB4, which is a prohibition of sanctuary cities in the state of Texas, and I was very supportive of that piece of legislation, and I don't think municipalities should be in the business of manufacturing or making immigration policy. That's obviously a national issue and a national policy. We have a lot of House bills coming over from the Senate, a lot of Senate bills that are now over in the House, and so there's a lot of discussion about prioritization as the clocks run down, the calendars get longer and longer as far as the bills that need to be heard. It becomes a little bit tense. So that's kind of the backdrop of what's going on. We're hearing bills in the Health Committee and on the floor, and then I'm, of course, helping putting the final touches on the budget.
And of course, so some of the things that have been okayed as far as the immigration bill goes, the Senate has voted to authorize nearly $340,000 over the next 2 years to reimburse counties whose police officers attend U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement training on better enforcing federal immigration law.
Yeah, that's what they call the 287G plan, I believe, which allows local law enforcement individuals to be trained on immigration law and immigration enforcement. So, I think it's a voluntary program that some municipalities and sheriff's departments participate in and others don't. I'm supportive of that. I think our immigration, federal immigration enforcement agencies might need the help, and I think it's appropriate if they do so that they're properly trained at the local level. Another area I'm really been working on very strongly is CPS, and tomorrow we'll be voting out the two major House pieces of legislation regarding the Child Protective Services, HB 4 and HB 5. And over on the House side, they're voting out the piece of legislation that I authored, SB 11. So I'd like to reassure the listeners that the highest priority of mine is, again, making sure that those children that are in need of the protection or in need of an investigation of abuse or neglect, that's going to be occurring, and that they get proper care that they need and the proper safe environment that they need to be put in.
Absolutely. And safety, of course, is the number one focus, it seems to be. I know Governor Greg Abbott mentioned that his support of it all was based on solely in safety.
Yes. Another big issue, is the budget. That's our only constitutional duty, is to pass a budget for the next 2 years, which would be, again, from September of 2017 to September of 2019. That's the biennium, the two-year cycle. And I'm on the conference committee, the 10 members, five from the House and five from the Senate, that are putting the final decisions and putting the actual final document together. And it's a big responsibility. You're empowered and placed in that position by, in my case, the lieutenant governor to represent the Senate. I'm helping fashion the health care portion of the budget. Of course, higher education is another big point of concern, and I want to make sure that, of course, Texas A&M and also represent Sam Houston State. I want to make sure that they're properly treated and have a fair allocation of the state's resources.
On Sunday, I want to talk about a little bit. On Saturday, rather, Austin voters rejected the measure to overturn city protocols for ride-hailing companies like Uber and Lyft. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yes, we have a statewide preemption bill that would put in place a statewide fair and consistent regulatory framework for ride sharing that would again preempt any local ordinances. So it would be it would allow for that those types of businesses to flourish and allow individuals to avail themselves of a very novel, innovative technology that without having to worry about kind of a patchwork regulatory scheme that really is anti-competitive and supportive of kind of an outdated model of mobility taxis and taxi unions. So we're going to get that across the finish line. It's over in the Senate now. Mm-hmm. It's just it needs to be put through the committee process and then voted on the floor.
And their Uber and Lyft are set to cease operations, correct, in Austin?
Well, they have ceased operations in Austin, Texas, because of the local regulatory ordinances that were put in place. So they pulled out. They put in the city council put in place pretty stringent ordinances, and they just can't do business with overburdening regulatory schemes. So I think that needs to be corrected, and I think the place to regulate ride sharing is a statewide regulatory framework, not a local one.
I think that's a pretty good assessment there. And finally, one of the things that I've noticed here, the state senate, there's a state senate bill that would let teachers keep guns in their cars. Is this something you can tell us a little bit about?
Right. Yes, yeah, so that was voted off the floor yesterday. Now, you have to consider these are individuals that are trained and law abiding. That they might be a teacher, but right afterwards they might have to they might be in the National Guard and want to be able to keep their firearm in a locked vehicle so that they don't have to go back home, for instance, or for personal protection reasons. To have it in your vehicle, I think is appropriate, to where you're not taking it in the elementary school or secondary school, but that you have the ability to avail yourself of personal protection and in your transit to and from school, but not actually have it in the actual school grounds other than in your locked vehicle. I think that's a reasonable and fair compromise.
I would agree with that most definitely. Is there anything else that you would like to let the listeners in on? Anything else you'd like them to know about what's going on in Austin?
Well, the session ends May 29th, and I'm fully intend to try to get the budget wrapped up, but of course there's always a lot of moving pieces and two chambers that have to come to agreement. If the budget isn't done, then there's always a potential for a special session. we'll talk about that in the future, but my job and my intent is to get through these major pieces of legislation regarding CPS and about ride sharing, and there's one about E-Verify that I want to see become law. As well as write a very conservative and fair budget that funds the priorities of the state of Texas and get out of here on time on May 29th, and I hope we do so.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us. Thank you very much for having us, for coming and joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. You join us every Tuesday morning, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
You bet.
Thank you, sir.
Y'all have a nice day. Take care.